How did that red moon manage to glide through the darkness at a man's height with nothing to support it, at least apparently? And how did it go so fast, so straight ahead, with such staring, staring eyes? And what was that scratching, scraping, grating sound which it brought with it? The Persian and Raoul could retreat no farther and flattened themselves against the wall, not knowing what was going to happen because of that incomprehensible head of fire, and especially now because of the more intense, swarming, living, numerous sound, for the sound was certainly made up of hundreds of little sounds that moved in the darkness under the fiery face. The fiery face came on, with its noise, came level with them, and the two companions, flat against their wall, felt their hair stand on end with horror, for now they knew what the thousand noises meant. They came in a troop, hustled along in the shadow by innumerable little hurried waves, swifter than the waves that rush over the sands at high tide, little night waves foaming under the moon, under the fiery head that was like a moon. And the little waves passed between their legs, climbing up their legs irresistibly, and Raoul and the Persian could no longer restrain their cries of horror, dismay, and pain. Nor could they continue to hold their hands at the level of their eyes. Their hands went down to their legs to push back the waves, which were full of little legs and nails and claws and teeth. Yes, Raoul and the Persian were ready to faint, like Pompin the fireman. But the head of fire turned round in answer to their cries and spoke to them, "Don't move! Don't move! Whatever you do, don't come after me. I'm the rat catcher. Let me pass with my rats." And the head of fire disappeared, vanished in the darkness, with the passage in front of it lit up as the result of the change which the rat catcher had made in his dark lantern. Before, so as not to scare the rats in front of him, he had turned his dark lantern on himself, lighting up his own head. Now, to hasten their flight, he lit the dark space in front of him, and he jumped along, dragging with him the waves of scratching rats, all the thousands of sounds. Raoul and the Persian breathed again, though still trembling. "I ought to have remembered that Eric talked to me about the rat catcher," said the Persian. "But he never told me that he looked like that. And it's funny that I should never have met him before. Of course, Eric never comes to this part." "Are we very far from the lake, sir?" asked Raoul. "When shall we get there?" "Take me to the lake. Oh, take me to the lake. When we are at the lake, we will call out. Christine will hear us, and he will hear us, too. And as you know him, we shall talk to him."
"Baby," said the Persian, "we shall never enter the house on the lake by the lake